All right. And we'll move on to our next question here. Yeah, so God never promises we will live a storm-free existence. The Bible is full of stories about storm and how to face them. Take a moment to read Matthew 8, 23 through 27. How does Matthew describe the ferocity of the storm in verse 24? And what is Jesus doing during the storm? Let's just go ahead and do that real quick. If you got your Bibles, open up to Matthew chapter 8. And he made reference of this in the video. I'll go ahead and read this one, unless someone's there. And when he got into the boat, his disciples followed Jesus. And behold, there arose a great storm on the sea, so that the boat was being swamped by the waves. But Jesus was asleep. And they went and woke him, saying, "Save us, Lord, we are perishing." And he said to them, "Why are you afraid, O ye of little faith?" Then he rose and rebuked the winds and the sea, and there was a great calm. And the men marveled, saying, "What sort of man is this that even winds and sea obey him?" So, did you catch there the ferocity of the storm? The waves were coming up over the boat. What was Jesus doing in the storm? Sleeping. Yeah. All right. Let's see here. Here's a question I want to throw in here to make this a little deeper. Why do you think God would allow storms to come into our life? Why would he put the disciples in a situation where a storm would come?
To test
Yeah, Lindy?
us,
Okay.
to teach us perseverance.
Excellent. Yeah. So, yeah, other stories that speak to this well. I remember Joseph, if he never would have gotten into the pit, never would have gotten to Egypt. If he never would have went to jail, he wouldn't have met the cupbearer and the baker. And so in those moments, Joseph saw them as really trial, but in the big picture, God was up to something. You know, those were storms that God had a purpose.